I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, June 7th. A 19-year-old Brockton man drowned after going into the water to retrieve a ball at Mound Street Beach in Quincy Point yesterday afternoon. Alessandro Silva was pulled from the water about an hour after disappearing just after 2 p.m. Divers say Silva drowned in an area where there is a steep drop-off to about 40 feet. Silva was pronounced dead at South Shore Hospital. A man drowned at White Island Pond in Plymouth on Saturday. First responders say they performed CPR, but the unidentified man drowned at the scene. One of two Braintree police officers wounded in Friday's shootout with an armed suspect has been released from the hospital. 34-year-old Matthew Donahue was released from Boston Medical Center. Officer Bill Cushing was still hospitalized but was also expected to recover. 34-year-old Andrew Homan of Brockton was killed, as was Braintree Police K-9 Officer Kit. The incident began after a domestic disturbance at the Braintree Garden Apartments. Over 500 people attended the annual Quincy Pride Day celebration at Pageant Field on Sunday. Organizer Sheikha Babin said the turnout was fantastic for the in-person event that also featured live entertainment, food and beverages, resource tables, and a pet parade. Quincy City Council tonight will be asked to approve dedicating two roads in Quincy Center to two Quincy generals, General James McConville Way and General Joseph Dunford Way, would replace what is now known as the Parking Way and the Ross Way. The new roads would be part of the General's Bridge project, which will link the Bergen Parkway with Hancock Street over the MBTA tracks. The bridge is expected to be dedicated on September 11th. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV News Update for Monday, June 7th.